Hello and welcome to the third edition of RBH Neighbourhood News, read today by Ian from the RBH Communications team. This edition includes a hello from the Chief Executive, information about our customer census, information about investing in your homes, information about keeping you safe, help if you're struggling with your bills, how to get in touch with us, listening to you about antisocial behaviour, community news, an update from your representative body, our promises to you, getting involved with RBH, and sharing your feedback about this newsletter. An introduction from Amanda Newton. Hello and welcome to our third edition of Rochdale Borough-wide Housing's Neighbourhood News. This is the first newsletter of 2025, and we have a lot to update you on, as well as a lot to look forward to this year together. One of the most important things we're doing is our customer census, which aims to find out more about all of our 28,000 customers, so that we can ensure we're providing the very best services for you. Going out into our neighbourhoods, speaking to you, listening to what you have to say, and then using that information to improve our services is essential in helping us to continue to deliver what you need. That's why I'd like to thank all of you who attended our customer voice forums held before Christmas, both in person across the borough and online. It's only by talking to you, our customers, that we can properly understand what you want and need and make sure that we are providing the best services we possibly can. So it's brilliant that so many of you gave up your time to speak with us. It was really good to hear at those sessions that you're finding these newsletters useful, but we know there's more we can do to keep making them better. So please do keep getting in touch to let us know what you think. You can call us on free phone 0800 027 7769, or you can send us an email to customer@rbh.org.uk. Making sure all our homes are safe, warm, and places you can be proud to live in is something we're working hard on every day, but we need your help too. That's why, in this newsletter, we explain why we need you to let us in to carry out essential safety checks, and also give more information on what to do if you need your repairs to be carried out in your home. We're also providing advice on the help we can provide with keeping your home warm, as well as a reminder of how to spot the signs of damp and mould, and contact us for help whenever you need to. But this newsletter isn't just about us and the services we have to help you. It's about you, our customers, and your stories from your communities. We've included lots of these stories in this edition, and if you have stories for the next newsletter, please do let us know. We also want you to get involved all year round, and there are so many ways in which you can do this, from becoming a member of our representative body, to sitting on one of our committees, to engaging with us through a whole range of in-person and online means. We're so proud of our mutual status and the way our customers play a real and active part in our governance, so we'd like to encourage you to play as much of a role as you'd like. With many thanks and best wishes, Amanda. Help us to make this newsletter better. A huge thanks to all of you who have told us what you think of this neighbourhood newsletter. We're listening to your feedback and are including more of the things you've told us you want, including good news stories from across the borough. But we still want to hear from you. To let us know what you'd like to see, you can email us on customer@rbh.org.uk, call us on free phone 0800 027 7769, or send us your feedback at rbh.org.uk/newsletter. Getting to know you better. We're focused on doing the best that we can for all our customers and making decisions based on what you feel is most important. To help us to do this, we need to better understand the needs, wants and aspirations of all our customers. That's why our customer census is now underway. We'll be contacting every customer living in one of our homes across the borough. We may contact you through phone, text, email or letter. We've asked the industry experts at a company called TLF, the Leadership Factor Research, to help us to do this. We'll be asking you about what you think about the services we provide and the things you'd like to see us do in your neighbourhood. We'll also be asking you questions about you and anyone else who lives in your home so that we can better understand you and your needs. We would really appreciate a few minutes of your time so that we can use this information to make our services better. We want you all to have your say and are looking forward to getting to know you even better. Our team are also visiting some customers in their homes to make sure that the data we hold about you is accurate and to talk about anything that we can do to support you. These are in-person visits that started this year, and we aim to visit all customers by the summer of 2027. You may see these visits referred to as tenancy audits. If you'd like to know more about our customer census, please visit rbh.org.uk/census or call us on free phone 0800 027 7769. Investing in your homes. We're fully focused on being a great provider of homes in Rochdale Borough and making sure that you have confidence in us as your landlord. As part of this, we have committed to investing in the houses and flats that we own so that we can make sure that they are safe, happy places that you are proud to call home. In 2024, we spent over £9 million on making improvements. This included 707 new kitchens at a cost of over £4 million, 316 new bathrooms, which cost £1.53 million, 383 new central heating systems, which cost £2.17 million, 197 rewires, 50 roof replacements, 61 sets of cavity wall insulation, and 448 sets of loft insulation. In addition to these day-to-day investments, we've also completed a range of other projects over the past year. These include the refurbishment of our Jack McCann Court independent living scheme, external and communal area painting to 58 blocks of flats across the borough, environmental works in the Bentgate area, our ongoing regeneration work to retained homes in Lower Fahlinge, and installing new ventilation systems in almost 300 homes in Freehold. We've also invested over £750,000 in fire safety improvements to homes, and we've completed our pilot scheme in Cacolt to see how we can make our homes more energy efficient, helping to keep Rochdale green, as well as keeping utility bills in check. We've also had some customer feedback. Penny said, delighted with the work done. The daily communication was up to the minute and very professional. Maria said, I'm happy with the work. It has made the flat fresher and helped to prevent damp and mould. Iftikhar said, I'm very pleased with the work you have done. Thank you. And Sharon said, the team got the job done quickly and did a good job. I hardly knew they were there. Help us to keep you and your family safe. Every year, we need to carry out safety checks on your boiler and other gas-supplied appliances in your home. This is a legal requirement, but it's also really important that we do this for your safety and for the safety of your friends and family, your neighbours and our RBH team. Last year, 99.2% of our customers allowed us access to their homes to carry out these essential safety checks. Thank you for helping to keep our teams safe. We also need to carry out a check of the electrical installation within your homes at least every 5 years. We'll contact you in advance to let you know when our engineers will visit your home. If the appointment is not convenient, please let us know straight away so that we can rearrange your appointment. We need you to let us into your home to carry out these essential safety checks, which are there to keep your home safe. In line with the law, if we're not able to gain access to your home, we may need to take additional steps. This could involve asking the court to help us to gain access to your home. If this happens, you may be asked to pay these costs, an average of £940. For more information, you can visit rbh.org.uk/safety checks. We also want to talk to you if you are thinking of carrying out DIY or if you accidentally damage your home. We want to make sure that any works to your home are carried out safely. If you are considering carrying out works yourself or by using your own contractor, please make sure that you submit a request to us. This is required by your tenancy agreement. We'll review your request to make sure that the works you are thinking of carrying out are in accordance with your agreement and that your home will still be safe after the work. Most requests, including flooring, painting, or shed installation, can be considered by us without a visit. Some larger requests, for example, driveway works, new fencing, or widening a doorway, will need an inspection from us. Some requests are not usually permitted unless there are exceptional circumstances, for example, to meet a specific need. This includes structural work, house extensions, and changes to the heating system. It's really important that this request process is followed so that we can keep you, your family, and your visitors safe. If work is carried out unsafely or to a poor standard, we may need to remove it, and you may be charged for the cost of this. We can't take responsibility for work that hasn't been authorised. If you do end up with damage to your home for any reason, please let us know. Although we may need to recharge you for some repairs, this will be considered on a case-by-case basis. Our main priority is to make sure your home is safe for everyone who lives there and visits there. Struggling with your bills? Our team can help. There's a range of support available to help with money, food, and keeping warm during the colder months. If you need help to manage your money, or are worried about your bills, or are having problems with your benefits, our Money Matters team can help. Last year, we helped hundreds of our customers to claim extra money and manage their finances. We can also let you know about extra income that you might be entitled to claim, whatever your age or circumstances. Get in touch with our team on free phone 0800 027 7769, inquire online at rbh.org.uk/moneymatters. You can access our free benefits calculator at rbh.entitledto.co.uk, or you can email us on customer@rbh.org.uk. Other support is available from Rochdale Borough Council. You can ring their helpline on 01706 923 685, or you can get more information from the government at gov.uk/cost-of-living. If you need a hand with energy costs, if you're an RBH customer on a prepayment meter for gas or electricity, we may be able to help you access up to £294 of funding to help you top up in just one short call. Email our support team at winter-support@rbh.org.uk with your contact details, or call us on free phone 0800 027 7769. Reporting damp and mould. Please report all cases of damp and mould as soon as you can, so that we can identify the causes and take action. You can email us on rbh.repairs@rbh.org.uk, call us on free phone 0800 027 7769, or get in touch online at rbh.org.uk/myrbh. More information on how we tackle damp and mould is available on our website at rbh.org.uk/dampandmould. Get in touch. We want to make it as easy as possible to get in touch with us. You can call us on free phone 0800 027 7769. You can call this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to report an emergency repair. You can access services online at rbh.org.uk/myrbh. Information about your neighbourhood housing team is available at rbh.org.uk/neighbourhoods. You can email us at customer@rbh.org.uk and report a repair by email to rbh.repairs@rbh.org.uk. You can also follow us on social media, on Facebook at RB Housing, on Instagram at RB Housing, and on YouTube at RB Housing Films. We're also on WhatsApp. You can keep up to date with our WhatsApp broadcast channel by searching for Rochdale Boroughwide Housing on WhatsApp. You can visit rbh.org.uk/WhatsApp, or you could scan the QR code on our website. We also have some other useful contacts. You can get in touch with Rochdale Housing Solutions about housing applications at rochdalehousingsolutions.co.uk. You can email housingsolutions@rochdale.gov.uk or call 0300 303 8874. That's 0300 303 8874. Listening to your feedback about antisocial behaviour. A huge thank you to everyone who attended our recent customer voice forums. Our autumn customer voice forum focused on antisocial behaviour. We had a great discussion with customers and colleagues about the things we can do to prevent antisocial behaviour and how we can better respond when we do get reports of antisocial behaviour. Here are some of the things we discussed and what we're doing in response to your feedback. You told us to make it easier to report antisocial behaviour via the contact centre and make sure that the team have the right information available to them. You told us to increase the amount of information available on the website and make sure that people know where they can find information from other organisations. And you told us to increase the visibility of RBH teams and provide more opportunities for face-to-face interaction. As a result of that, we've reviewed how our contact centre deals with requests about ASB to help our team provide support and information as requested. We're improving the information available on our website, and you can visit rbh.org.uk/ASB to find out more. We've also increased the number of RBH drop-ins, including extending the hours, and we held a trial of evening sessions, and we're currently reviewing this. To report antisocial behaviour, first of all, if you or someone else is in immediate danger, always call 999. You can report ASB online to us at rbh.org.uk/ASB. You can call us on free phone 0800 027 7769 or email customer@rbh.org.uk. You can also make an anonymous report via Crime Stoppers on free phone 0800 555 111. That's free phone 0800 555 111. Community drop-ins. Don't forget our regular drop-in sessions are open to all customers. There's no appointment needed, and you can get help and support across a wide variety of topics. Our drop-in sessions are as follows. Haywood, first Thursday of the month, 10 a.m. until 12 noon, Sandon House Community Centre. Middleton, second Wednesday of the month, 10 a.m. until 12 noon, The Lighthouse Project at Middleton Shopping Centre. Pennines, third Friday of the month, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, 9 Stevenson Square, Smallbridge. Rochdale, 4th Thursday of the month, 10 a.m. until 12 noon, Rochdale Housing Solutions at 2 Smith Street in Rochdale Town Centre. And Freehold, on the final Friday of the month, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Freehold Annex next to the Olney Block. Community news. Jack McCann residents raised £250 for Springhill Hospice. Well done to Colin Chadwick, one of our Independent Living Scheme customers at Jack McCann Court, whose charity evening raised over £250 for Springhill Hospice. A fun evening was had by all, including music from Wardle Community Brass Band. Great job, Colin. We're helping people to get online. Over 100 refurbished laptops and mobile phones have proud new owners after being donated by our IT team to customers and residents who need a little extra support to get online. Instead of disposing our IT equipment, we refurbished it, giving it to people who need it. 56 refurbished devices were donated to 28 customers in December, with each customer receiving a mobile phone and laptop. In addition, 50 mobile phones have been donated to Army of Kindness to distribute via their Hot Food Kitchen, and further devices were donated to Creative Support. In addition, our infrastructure manager Neil Critchlow cycled to independent living schemes across the borough to deliver laptops to use at our schemes and raised £250 in donations in the process to support Royal Manchester Children's Hospital. Working with our contractors to provide low-cost food. A big thank you to our contractors M&Y Maintenance and Construction and Equans UK and Ireland for their kind and generous donations to our pantry projects. Equans provided groceries for the Freehold pantry, as well as selection boxes. The M&Y cash donation will help our Freehold and Smallbridge pantries continue to serve residents over the coming months. We support volunteers to run 4 pantry projects across the borough in Freehold, Cocolt, Smallbridge and Haywood. Visit rbh.org.uk pantry to find out more, or pop into one of those locations on a Thursday morning, to speak to the team. The RBH leadership team joined the dinner drivers. Our executive leadership team spent a day recently with the HMR Circle dinner drivers, cooking up a hearty two-course lunch before delivering it to RBH customers all across the borough. The dinner drivers service, established 3 years ago, aims to give older people a nutritious meal while helping them to stay connected to their communities. We're really proud to encourage our colleagues to volunteer and give a bit extra back to those communities where we work every day. If you've got a story you'd like to see in a future edition of Neighbourhood News, please email customer@rbh.org.uk or call us on free phone 0800 027 7769. An update from your representatives. Did you know that our representatives now have additional powers to provide scrutiny of the work we do for our customers? They've completed their first scrutiny exercise looking at how our repairs team ensure that they gain access to homes to carry out essential safety checks, and what we can do to improve this experience for our customers. Two further reviews on antisocial behaviour and improving our complaints processes are underway. What our representatives did: established a scrutiny panel, including both customer and colleague members. Conducted a survey of both gas servicing colleagues and customers. Almost 500 customers gave their views. A question and answer session with the head of repairs. Shadowing of our gas servicing team. Reviewing four customer case studies from different parts of the borough. And looking at our current processes and the information we send to customers about our appointments. Some of the things that our representatives recommended could improve: how our team members and communities access data so they can keep customers up to speed. Providing clearer information in our notification letters. Using calls and SMS messages more rather than formal letters. And taking a more proactive approach to how we record information when we're not able to gain access. Our promise to you. In spring last year, we shared our plan for the next 12 months. This one-year strategy focused on being a great provider of homes in the borough and rebuilding confidence in RBH as a great landlord. The plan focused on five key themes: customers, communities, people, homes, and governance. We've been working hard to achieve our goals, making sure that RBH has returned to our core purpose. We want to be a landlord that provides good homes that are safe, warm, and free from hazards. Our annual report set out some of the things we've achieved and where we still have more work to do. You can download a full copy at rbh.org.uk/annual report, or get in touch with us if you'd like a printed version. After listening to you, as well as colleagues and the representative body, our board members think we should keep these same five themes as we work on our plan for the next 3 years. This would help us to build on what we've achieved together over the past year, as well as continue to improve in those areas where we know we have more to do. Customers, we'll listen to your views to help shape our services and make sure we deliver them to a high standard. Communities, we want to make sure our communities are great places to live, that are successful and reflect the diversity of the borough. Homes, we'll invest in our homes to make sure they are safe, warm and well-maintained places to live that you're proud to call your home. People, we'll develop our culture so that RBH is a great place to work that reflects our communities and where colleagues are focused on doing the best for our customers. And governance, finance and risk. We'll achieve our goals by making sure we are well run and we manage our money and our risks well. Your response to the customer census, which we talked about earlier, will also help us to make sure our priorities are right. A huge thank you to everyone who attended our February workshops on our future priorities. And our new corporate strategy and goals will be shared with you in April. Get involved with RBH. Could you be one of our new representatives, or would you like to help us to improve how we respond to complaints? We've got some great opportunities for you to make improvements to our services and make things better for you, your family and your neighbours. More information is available using our menu of engagement at rbh.org.uk/get involved. You can also call or email us if you would like to talk about this more. Getting involved with RBH means you can shape and improve our services, share your feedback and make your voice heard, make your area a better place to live, help us to better understand the needs of our customers and meet new people. Getting involved with RBH is a great way to gain new skills and new experience. It could even help you to improve your CV and, depending on the role, you could receive training and support to help you to participate. How much time it takes up is entirely up to you. We've got a range of opportunities, some of which require no commitment and only a few minutes of your time, and some which require more information and more commitment. To find out more, get in touch with our engagement team to register your interest. You can email them on engagement@rbh.org.uk, call free phone 0800 027 7769, or visit rbh.org.uk/get involved. Thank you so much for listening to the Spring 2025 edition of the RBH Neighbourhood Newsletter. You can find out more at rbh.org.uk/newsletter. We'd love to hear your feedback about what's been in this edition and what you'd like to see in future editions. Thank you.